10th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Gimel. Isha Shaholach Bailo Vnovim Dinas Hayam. A woman whose husband and her son went overseas. Uvo Va'omulo. Adam came and said, Meis Balech V'achakach Meis Benech. Your husband died, and afterwards your son died. In which case, she's not Skuka L'yovim. She does not have to go through Yivam, because at the time of the death of her husband, there was a child. If he died afterwards, too late. Nisis, she got remarried to some other person. And after we said, oops, it's the other way around. Your son died first, in which case she had to do Yivam. It comes out that she was married to a man without going to Chalitza. Teitze, she had to get divorced. Vavlad Rishon Vachon Mamzer. This is a very big chiddush that we say that the child is a mamzer. Lemaisa, we pass when the child is not a mamzer, because a zkuka liyovim that gets married without chalitza is not an iser erva. It's an iser loisase. But it's not iser erva. Omru lo meiz b'neich v'achakam meiz b'aylech. And it's yabmo, it was more complicated. They said, your son died first, and therefore you're entitled to do yibum. And the brother did yibum. V'achakam rochil v'advarim. And afterwards Adam came, that it was the other way around. So now she's in trouble, because according to the second Eidim, she was over Issa Karis, Eishazach, Shaloi B'mokam Yibam. She had relations with her brother-in-law without the mitzvah of Yibam. Teitzev, Avlad Rishon Vachon Mamzev. She has to get divorced, and the child that comes out of this union will be a Mamzev. Yeah. Omru. Yeah, whether the Rishon Rachel means whether it was before her husband died, after he died, either way, it's a mamzer. They told her, your husband died, she got married. Afterwards, they said that he was alive, but now he's dead. Unfortunately, at the time of the marriage, he was still alive. The Tate says she had to get divorced because she got married, Shlokadin. But Vlad Rishon Mamzer, the first child that she had before her husband died, is a mamzer. But the one that was born after her husband died, was conceived after the husband died, is a mamza, is not a mamza. Yeah. Some say that also over here, that means it's not a mamza deraisa, but still a mamza derabonon, like we said before. They said your husband died and she only did kiddushin. She did not go under the chuppah. After his husband came, Muteres lachzer loy. She go back to him. Afal pi shenosa lo achon get. Even if the second one gave her a get, leposam rakuna. He only made kedushin. Kedushin is nothing, because she's still married to the first husband. He was still alive. So therefore, even if the second husband gave a get, it wasn't her husband, and it's irrelevant. It's a dosh rabbi Elazar ben Masya. Elazar ben Masya made this drasha. Isha grusha miisho. A woman who was divorced from her husband, she is also lakuna. But she's divorced from somebody that was never her husband. That doesn't pass her at all. Here he appeared to be the husband. He really wasn't the husband, because the first husband was still alive.